In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And I can't wait to see what Matt Manajerian thinks about this, COO of Sports Info Solutions. Follow him on Twitter at Matt Mano, M-A-N-O. Matt, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
4 years, $212 million, $170 million guaranteed, $53 million average, makes Jared Goff the second highest paid quarterback in the NFL. I know they're excited about the Lions. I get it. I don't think I could have done that.
Yeah, I think there's probably some Lions fans that feel the same way as you, and then some that would have never expected to be here also, right? Like when you made the trade for Goff, it seemed like it was sort of like a salary dump situation to go along with it, and now all of a sudden, yeah, that contract is something else.
I said in the last segment, Jordan Love, Dak Prescott have got to be pretty happy dudes, because if he's making 53, Dak's going to make 60. I would have to imagine he's going to get to 60, and Jordan Love may get to 55 or 56 at this point.
Yeah, I'd add Tua Tagovailoa into that conversation. Yep. There's certainly some quarterbacks that are excited about it. So when you look at it, though, it's still the albatross still goes back to Daniel Jones and his contract that he got, where it was $90 million guaranteed over 2 years. Then all of a sudden you got that set the floor for Kirk Cousins. This basically, it's the same 4 years as Kirk Cousins, but you got an extra guarantee year on there. You got so much, and that's the real number, right? Kirk Cousins' deal is really about $100 million deal. This is really a $170 million deal. So this is belief that Jared Goff is that dude. Now, in my opinion, do I think he's the second best quarterback in the league? No. Do I think he's good enough that you can win a Super Bowl with him? Yeah, I think he is. If you can get the pieces around him, and you've got to love everything Detroit's done in the draft the last couple of years. So there's definitely reason for optimism there. And it's not to say you have to line up your quarterback salary exactly to where he fits into the league. You know, 3 years from now, he won't be the highest paid quarterback. He won't be anywhere near. He won't be in the top 10. So it's cyclical in that nature, and the cap is going to keep growing. I would feel a lot better about paying him that money if I felt better about the way he could perform when he's under pressure.
I'd feel better.
You've got this all-star O-line, right?
I'd feel better if Ben Johnson was the head coach and wasn't going to leave me at some point. I mean, Steichen leaves Jalen Hurts, not the same. Dabble leads Josh Allen, he's regressed. And now here you go, Ben Johnson, who had a chance last year to be head coach, chose not to. He's staying for one more year, fine. But you've seen the history in this league. Play callers leave, and their quarterbacks aren't the same sometimes. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes tied together. Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur tied together. J.J. McCarthy and O'Connell in Minnesota probably tied together. This is a big, big gamble here that Ben Johnson doesn't leave you in the 4 years that Jared Goff is there. And if he does, how much of a regression happens?
Yeah, you know, I think that's definitely something that's got to be a concern. You look at that. I mean, by the same token, Daniel Jones regressed without having major changes around him.
Yep.
Right. So I think it can happen both ways when the quarterback's performing just above a level that's sustainable. The counterpoint there is, okay, do you not want to build around Dan Campbell? Because I'm pretty sure he's doing a lot of good things. The only thing by nature that Dan Campbell can't do is be the offensive coordinator, be the play caller, so to speak. So I don't think there's only one way that it can work. I think it's certainly for all the reasons you point out, when you have the offensive coordinator, head coach that you can tie to the quarterback. When I came up in New Orleans, that's how it was. It was Drew Brees and Sean Payton. Yep. And we made a lot of mistakes that those two covered up for. So that's definitely one way to do it. But I think you've got to be excited about, if you're going to build around Jared Goff, some of the weapons that they've assembled around him, some of the offensive line talent, just the ability to bulldoze people, hopefully that can live beyond Ben Johnson. Like if this head coach is really earning his money the way that he should, he's building this sustainably so that if Ben Johnson left the building, there would be somebody there that could step in. And maybe that's why they coaxed him to stay for this one final year.
Yeah, very well could be. He is Matt Manageri, COO of Sports Info Solutions. Great website, sportsinfosolutions.com. If you're a big baseball fan, they do unbelievable stuff there. And a lot of great football stuff, too. And obviously, your draft guide that you've been putting out for the last several years. I wanted to get you on to talk about this article that came out the other day, Drafting Breakout Pro Bowlers for the 2024 Season. Now, these are players that you and your guys came up with that have never been to a Pro Bowl that you think makes sense to maybe make their first Pro Bowl this year. You are the number one pick. Obviously, you're the boss. Makes sense. And you picked a Packer right away.
Yeah. So we did these guys are nerds. They like to do their random number generator stuff in order to make the draft order. So that was legitimate. But what was shocking to me, we did a little like draft style. We were choosing. And when I got the first pick, I was like, you guys really made these rules? Like, I can draft Rashawn Gary as a breakout player. Like, it doesn't even seem interesting to say Rashawn Gary's a breakout player. Like, he's already broken out as far as I'm concerned. He's one of the best pass rushers in the league when he's on the field. So by the rules of the game, they said pick somebody that hasn't made a Pro Bowl that you think could. And, I mean, I think that's the biggest no-brainer in the whole draft. There were some other Packers names that came up as well.
Correct.
But to me, you know, nobody wanted to argue that one.
Well, this is where it gets interesting for me, because I agree with you on one, fine. But two was surprising to me, because two was Jaden Reed or Dontayvion Wicks' pick at the Packer wide receiver position. And these are guys that just got into the league last year that we're talking about possibly making a Pro Bowl right away this year.
Yeah. You know, Alex Figerman, he's our lead researcher, so he was really diving into the advanced stats. So I'll give him credit for choosing some names that were less obvious than Rashawn Gary. I'd be impressed if one of these guys made the Pro Bowl this year. But if I think it's anybody personally, I would think Jaden Reed would be that guy.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's just based on what he put on the film last year. Not the type of usage that you'd look at to kind of get that sort, but you think all of a sudden if he's getting more than 355 routes run this season, if that's close to more like 500 routes run, he's somebody that can do a lot of dangerous work out of the slot. You could see him making moves that way. I tend to think if any of these guys that Alex chose actually make the Pro Bowl, that would be impressive. But I do see Jaden Reed certainly as an arrow up player, and Dontayvion Wicks to an extent there as well.
And then one thing you should take a pat on the back for as well is with you guys and the way you evaluate players, probably differently than some of these. Had Reed rated higher than a lot of these other publications did coming into the draft.
Yeah, we like Jaden Reed a little bit, and that's always going to be something. You know, we're a lot like an NFL team here where we have our scouting department and we have our analytics department, and we try to use the best of both worlds to help us in our decision-making. So we like some of the stats on him. We like some of the background characteristics that he had with him. And, you know, like you said before, the arrow is certainly up on Jordan Love and where his career is headed. And these receivers that are kind of attached to him, they're all nice bets to succeed going forward.
The other one in your top 12 that you had in the draft, Devontae Wyatt, then the defensive line, former first-round pick out of Georgia for the Packers at 5. Bryce made that selection. And that's a guy, if you're on social media and you follow all these different Packer podcasts, that's the one guy that everybody's all over. They think is going to have a big year this year under the new defense of Jeff Hafley.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be probably utilized a bit better. He's probably going to be able to really kind of get into that three technique, that true three technique role, where he can use what he's good at, which is getting off the ball and getting into the backfield there. So I think he's excited. One of the advanced stats that really jumped out for him is what we call pressure rate plus minus. And basically, this helps us account for edge rushers having an easier time generally getting to the quarterback than defensive tackles. So it says based on where you're aligned and based on the drop of the quarterback, right, it's easier to get a sack on a 7-step drop than on a 1-step RPO, you know, whatever. So based on all this stuff, based on the context, how likely were you to get a sack, get a pressure, and then did you achieve above or below that? He was the top defensive tackle in pressure rate plus minus. And that's something that usually as somebody gets more opportunity going forward and gets into better scenarios, that ends up being more pressures and it ends up being more sacks in future years. So there's the experts that are predicting that for Devontae Wyatt. I think there's also reasons from the nerd side of things to be optimistic.
Matt Mendicherry and COO of Sports Info Solutions, Twitter at Matt Mano. Let's talk about the Packer draft real quick. Jordan Morgan, a guy that clearly Brian Gutekunst liked, talked about it after the process was over, that they had opportunities to move out of the first round. They had opportunities to move back in the first round, but they didn't want to lose possibly the ability to draft him to possibly play left tackle where they're going to start him or somewhere else on the line outside of center. What did you think about him? What do you make of the arm size concerns that some people have about playing left tackle with his arms being under 33 inches?
Yeah, you know, we had more of a low-end starter grade on him as opposed to, you know, one of these, you know, high first-round type grades. So probably a little bit lower in our evaluation just overall relative to where he went. 32 and 7-inch eighth arms, it's really, to complain about an eighth of an inch there, some people will say you need to have 34-inch arms. You know, I think at the end of the day, we're talking about a very big man here. And I have less concern about that. If a defender can outlength you and get his hands on you, that's one thing. But if they can get into your pads and overpower you, that's when we really can't play at offensive tackle. That's what doesn't play in the NFL. We don't have that here. We've got good play strength. We've got good feet. We've got good flexibility. The hands might not come with as, you know, the length and the ability to kind of just lock players out with your upper body that you see some other players do. But despite all that, I think that this is a player who, when you looked at his performance on the field, was one of our top players in terms of total points, was literally our top run block player amongst this year's class. So the Packers, what have they done for the last 50 years? Draft offensive linemen, keep them in the building for 12 years, have them be position interchangeable so that it doesn't matter if it's a tackle, if it's a guard. We need 5 good ones all on the same page. I think this is a sort of team where when they draft somebody, you sort of believe in their plans for that player. They're drafting this player with a plan to develop them in a way where you know, if this player goes to a team that just, no, I need my tackles to have 35-inch arms or else I can't play with them, then yeah, there's not much of a plan there. But so, long story short, not my favorite prospect in the draft, but I like him better on the Packers than I would if he was in a different landing spot.
Overall, Matt, what did you think of this Packers draft? I'm not going to go player by player with you. So overall, what did you think of this Packers draft? Brian Gutekunst has been on fire the last two drafts, has got quite a few good players out of it. What about this one?
When I look at the draft from a high level, I see that he's continuing with the plan, right? It's not who do we need to draft for right now that's going to help us this year. You see the future plans. You see the future filling out of the roster. Why are we going to draft safeties when we just signed a safety? Well, we're taking care of the position now, and then we're taking care of the position for the future. So I love the team building of the Packers. I love the methodology that the organization has gone back to over and over again over the years, which is we want to draft, we want to develop. It's just based on what he put on the film last year. Not the type of usage that you look at to kind of get that sort, but you think all of a sudden if he's getting more than 355 routes run this season, if that's close to more like 500 routes run, he's somebody that can do a lot of dangerous work out of the slot. You could see him making moves that way. I tend to think if any of these guys that Alex chose actually make the Pro Bowl, that would be impressive. But I do see Jaden Reed certainly as an arrow up player, and Dontavian Wicks to an extent there as well.
And then one thing you should take a pat on the back for as well is with you guys and the way you evaluate players probably differently than some of these. I had Reed rated higher than a lot of these other publications did coming into the draft.
Yeah, we like Jaden Reed a little bit, and that's always going to be something. You know, we're a lot like an NFL team here where we have our scouting department and we have our analytics department, and we try to use the best of both worlds to help us in our decision-making. So we like some of the stats on him. We like some of the background characteristics that he had with him. And, you know, like you said before, the arrow is certainly up on Jordan Love and where his career is headed. And these receivers that are kind of attached to him, they're all nice bets to succeed going forward.
The other one in your top 12 that you had in the draft, Devontae Wyatt, then the defensive line, former first-round pick out of Georgia for the Packers at 5. Bryce made that selection. And that's a guy, if you're on social media and you follow all these different Packer podcasts, that's the one guy that everybody's all over. They think is going to have a big year this year under the new defense of Jeff Hafley.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be probably utilized a bit better. He's probably going to be able to really kind of get into that three technique, that true three technique role, where he can use what he's good at, which is getting off the ball and getting into the backfield there. So I think he's excited. One of the advanced stats that really jumped out for him is what we call pressure rate plus minus. And basically, this helps us account for edge rushers having an easier time generally getting to the quarterback than defensive tackles. So it says based on where you're aligned and based on the drop of the quarterback, right, it's easier to get a sack on a 7-step drop than on a 1-step RPO, you know, whatever. So based on all this stuff, based on the context, how likely were you to get a sack, get a pressure, and then did you achieve above or below that? He was the top defensive tackle in pressure rate plus minus. And that's something that usually as somebody gets more opportunity going forward and gets into better scenarios, that ends up being more pressures and it ends up being more sacks in future years. So there's the experts that are predicting that for Devontae Wyatt. I think there's also reasons from the nerd side of things to be optimistic.
Matt Mandicherry and COO of Sports Info Solutions, Twitter at Matt Mano. Let's talk about the Packer draft real quick. Jordan Morgan, a guy that clearly Brian Gutekunst liked, talked about after the process was over that they had opportunities to move out of the first round. They had opportunities to move back in the first round, but they didn't want to lose possibly the ability to draft him to possibly play left tackle where they're going to start him or somewhere else on the line outside of center. What did you think about him? What do you make of the arm size concerns that some people have about playing left tackle with his arms being under 33 inches?
Yeah, you know, we had more of a low-end starter grade on him as opposed to, you know, one of these, you know, high first-round type grades. So probably a little bit lower in our evaluation just overall. relative to where he went. 32 and 7 inch eighth arms. It's really to complain about an eighth of an inch there. Some people will say you need to have 34 inch arms. You know, I think at the end of the day, we're talking about a very big man here. And I have less concern about that. If a defender can outlength you and get his hands on you, that's one thing. But if they can get into your pads and overpower you, that's when we really can't play at offensive tackle. That's what doesn't play in the NFL. We don't have that here. We've got good play strength. We've got good feet. We've got good flexibility. The hands might not come with as, you know, the length and the ability to kind of just lock players out with your upper body that you see some other players do. But despite all that, I think that this is a player who, when you looked at his performance on the field, was one of our top players in terms of total points, was literally our top run block player amongst this year's class. So the Packers, what have they done for the last 50 years? Draft offensive linemen, keep them in the building for 12 years, have them be position interchangeable. So it doesn't matter if it's a tackle, if it's a guard, we need five good ones all on the same page. I think this is a sort of team where when they draft somebody, you sort of believe in their plans for that player. They're drafting this player with a plan to develop them in a way where, you know, if this player goes to a team that just, no, I need my tackles to have 35-inch arms or else I can't play with them, then yeah, there's not much of a plan there. But so, long story short, not my favorite prospect in the draft, but I like him better on the Packers than I would if he was in a different landing spot.
Overall, Matt, what did you think of this Packers draft? I'm not going to go player by player with you. So overall, what did you think of this Packers draft? Brian Gutekunst has been on fire the last two drafts, has got quite a few good players out of it. What about this one?
When I look at the draft from a high level, I see that he's continuing with the plan, right? It's not who do we need to draft for right now that's going to help us this year. You see the future plans. You see the future filling out of the roster. Why are we going to draft safeties when we just signed a safety? Well, we're taking care of the position now, and then we're taking care of the position for the future. So I love the team building of the Packers. I love the methodology that the organization has gone back to over and over again over the years, which is we want to draft, we want to develop, we want great athletes, and we want people that fit our culture and our style of football. Sometimes it leads to some raw years when you're not, you know, filling the cupboard with the free agency. But now with them combining the best of both worlds with Jordan Love coming into his own, it'll be a rough time for the rest of the NFC North until Jordan Love is on the Jets one day.
I have one last one, and it's not concerning the Packers, but my producer, we call him Chicago Charlie, he's a fan of all these Chicago teams. How good is Caleb Williams compared to some of the other overall number one quarterback picks in recent memory?
He's pretty great. He's better than either of the guys, you know, coming out last year. Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud obviously have played differently in year one, but those guys were very good prospects. This is legitimately a great prospect. Now, not Andrew Luck type prospect, not like I hate the word can't miss because nobody's can't miss. But not a perfect prospect by any means. He's not a huge guy. But when you look at Caleb Williams, he reminds me of a star basketball player more than he does most quarterbacks in the league. He can take a game over. He can beat you. You know, he can put up good stats doing the on-schedule stuff and kind of beating you and being boring. And then when he needs to put it on his back, he can do some downright special things. And that's why, you know, nobody likes to say the Mahomes word. But that's why you see those comps. You see him pull out some of these things that normal mortal athletes just can't do. So I think he's a high-end quarterback. But as your buddy there knows, Chicago's not a good place for quarterbacks.
Nope. It isn't. Packer fans know it as well. But I mean, this dude is surrounded with a bunch of talent. DJ Moore, Keenan Allen. I love Odunze. Running back position is pretty solid in Chicago. If this dude can't play well here, I don't know what else to say at that point about the Bears' future if they can't figure this one out. Matt, thank you so much for coming on. Everybody, follow him on Twitter at Matt Mano, M-A-N-O. Follow Sports Information Solutions on Twitter as well at Sports Info. _SIS at sportsinfo_SIS. Basketball, football, baseball, you name it, they cover it, and they do it very, very well. Matt, thank you so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.